So as Mayor Marty Walsh accepts, sort of, the idea of hosting medical marijuana dispensaries in Boston, let's look at some new research. A new study by Boston medical researchers could add to concerns about medical pot and eventual overall legalization. The study finds that occasional pot smoking by young adults altered their brains and could affect emotion, motivation, and decision-making. The study was published in the Journal of Neuroscience, and joining us now is the lead author, Dr. Jody Gilman. She's a psychology instructor at Harvard Medical School, a brain scientist at Mass General Hospital. And welcome, Dr. Gilman. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love to ask how you went about conducting this study. Who was your population? Who did you study?
Sure. We recruited 40 young adults from the Boston area between the ages of 18 to 25. And we brought them into Mass General Hospital, and we conducted MRI scans. And half of the participants used marijuana recreationally. They had to use at least once a week. Some of them used more than once a week. But they weren't dependent on marijuana, which meant that they weren't reporting negative physical or psychological consequences from marijuana.
I see. And what were the takeaway? What did you find from those who used marijuana and those compared to those who did not?
So when we compared the MRIs of those who used marijuana and those who did not, we found some really interesting differences in brain structures. And the brain structures that we looked at were ones that are very important in reward and motivation and emotional processing.
I see. And so does that mean that marijuana, I mean, can you conclude from this study that marijuana affects emotions, affects motivation, affects these behaviors?
Right. So this was a structural study looking at structures of the brain.
I see.
And I think the next important thing to investigate is how these structural abnormalities relate to functional outcomes. But one of the most interesting things about this study is that we found that those who used more marijuana showed greater abnormalities. So we saw this exposure-dependent effect.
I see. But do these abnormalities, what do we know about the brain, and what do these abnormalities suggest might be the effects, or that's the next step of the study you're suggesting?
Right. So there have been some animal studies that have shown that with administration of THC, which is the psychoactive compound in marijuana, these structures are altered in animals. And that's a really nice causal way to look at if the THC is causing the change. In this study, we don't know for certain that marijuana is causing this change. But the fact that it is exposure dependent sort of provide some evidence that may be the case, but future studies will have to look at people before and after they smoke marijuana to see if the brain actually is being changed by the marijuana itself.
I see. Do you see these findings influencing in any way the debate around medical marijuana, indeed the debate around legalization, which is beginning to pick up in a big way across the country?
Sure. Well, I should say this is a small study and more research is clearly needed, but we don't know how much marijuana, if any, is safe. And this study indicates that there are observable changes in brain structure that you can see in an MRI with marijuana, even in these young adult recreational users who are not dependent on marijuana. So some of these alterations may take place very early on. So I think caution is warranted about use in adolescents and young adults whose developing brains may be susceptible to cannabis-induced changes.
I'm wondering how this compares if prescription drug use affects the brain in similarly observable ways.
Yeah. So I'm not aware of any studies looking at prescription drug abuse and the brain. And I'm sure marijuana is not the only substance to affect the brain. What's interesting about marijuana is that right now I think there are about 15 million users. So if you look at the proportion of people using marijuana compared to other drugs, it's so much greater. So I think that even small effects in such a big population might have a big impact.
I'm curious why you chose to study the impact of marijuana on young adults as opposed to fully formed adults, fully grown up adults, I guess is what I should say.
Yeah, there's a number of reasons. So there's a lot of evidence from various labs showing that the earlier you start using marijuana, the more likely you are to develop problems from marijuana use. and the more likely you are to become dependent on marijuana. The other interesting thing is that you see a surge of use in this age group. I mean, 18 to 25 is when you go off to college and you're exposed to it and it's available, and a lot of people start using at this time. And the brain is still developing at this time. So there's definitely evidence that the brain is susceptible during this period. And one other thing about this period is it's an incredibly important period in one's life. I mean, in this period, you're starting your career, you're choosing a major, you're forming relationships, and you want to be thinking clearly. And I think it's just a very important time in development.
All right. Well, Dr. Gilman, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Jody Gilman. She's a psychology instructor at Harvard Medical School and a brain scientist at Mass General Hospital. She's the lead author of the Journal of Neuroscience article published yesterday on brain changes and casual marijuana use in young adults. And you can find a link to that study at radioboston.org.